This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A security leak by the Secretary of State's office should not shake voter confidence, officials say. Partial passwords for voting machines appeared on a hidden spreadsheet tab online. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
We do not think there is immediate security threat to Colorado elections, in part because partial passwords don't get you anywhere. Two unique passwords are needed for every election equipment component. Physical access is needed. And under Colorado law, voting equipment is stored in secure rooms that require secure ID badges. There's 24/7 video cameras. There's restricted access to the secure ballot areas, strict chain of custody, and it's a felony to access voting equipment without authorization.
Montrose County Clerk Tressa Gines was frustrated with Griswold's response to the leak, but she also believes it is not an immediate security concern.
My concern is that this information, when it got out to the voters, that it would diminish their confidence in the integrity of the election system.
The employee that put the passwords online is no longer working for the state. Griswold believes the leak was a mistake, but an independent investigation continues. For the first time this year, every jail in the state must provide in-person voting for inmates. Denver opened its jail to voting Wednesday. The only people in Colorado's justice system who can't vote are those serving felony sentences. Colorado's autumn has been unusually warm so far, but National Weather Service meteorologist Ayesha Wilkinson says it's finally getting chillier.
We had above normal temperatures through October, but now temperatures will be near normal. Our nice fall-like temperatures are coming.
Nighttime lows will be in the 30s for the plains and at lower elevations for the rest of the week. Around Denver and Colorado Springs, it's highs today near 60. And it should be a bit warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.